Well, good evening. Isn't it great to walk with the King? Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Oh, praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking. Greatest pleasure of my life right there. Oh, hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh, hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I'm walking with the King. Every day I'm walking with the King. Oh yeah. He promised I'd never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you right till the end of the earth. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of all our praise. King David said it like this: great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful. beautiful situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Sing, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Do it once more. Say, great is our Lord. That's an understatement right there. To be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Yeah, you can clap right there. Seems to me David caught a vision of our future home. And he said, great is our Lord, and He is greatly to be praised. You cannot praise Him enough, I do not believe, for He's worthy of all adoration. Sitting at my desk today at work, this melody came into my mind, and I got to humming it. And it took me a little bit to figure out the words. This song right here has been on my heart today. Holy is Thy name. Oh, holy is Thy name. We love You, adore You, we bow. Your heart and put your mind right on Him. Holy is Thy name. Oh, holy is Thy name. We love You, adore You, we bow down before You. Holy is Thy name. The angels in heaven, they worship Your name. Men in Your presence, they must do the same. To lift us up to You, Lord, that's why For holy is thy name. For holy is thy name. Oh, holy is thy Thy glory does all of the universe fill. All things must bow down to thy holy will, healing the senses, the blind and the lame. For holy, oh, he's able to do all that and more. Glory to his name. Oh, sing holy. How can we not love him? Glory to God. Holy, holy is his name. Sing it once more. Oh, we adore you, we bow down before you. Holy is thy name.
Yes, let's bow our hearts in prayer. Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the privilege we have to come to this place at this time. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We pray, O God, as our brother stands behind the pulpit, that you would anoint him for the message. Anoint our ears to receive, Lord. We know that revelation and understanding comes from you, and that by faith we believe and understand. Lord, we pray that this offering will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for everything that's accomplished. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'm a child of the King who made everything. I'm a child of the One who makes my heart to sing songs of joy, songs of praise. I'll sing them all I can to the One who came and made me what I am. Oh, I'm a child of the King everything. I'm a child of the one who makes my heart to sing songs of joy, songs of praise. I'll sing them all I can to the one who came and made me what I am. Oh, I'm a child of the King who made everything. I'm a child of the one who makes my heart to sing songs of joy, songs of praise. I'll sing them all I can to the one who came and made me what I am. Oh, I'm a child of the King who made everything. I'm a child of the one. He's the one that makes my heart to sing songs of joy, songs of praise. I'll sing them all I can to the one who came and made me what I am. Once more, sing, I'm a child of the King who made everything. I'm a child of the one who makes my heart to sing songs of joy, songs of praise. I'll sing them all I can to the one who came and made me what I am. Oh, it's good to be a child of the King. No wonder our hearts are overflowing with praise and gratitude. Praise the Lord. It's what He did. Amen. It's called predestination. Predestinated you and I before the foundation of the world. We were a thought in His mind. And He came and redeemed us back. Then He came looking for us. Heard Brother Brown a day or two ago talking about that great eagle. Came looking for her egg. He came and told us we was always an eagle. You always was a child of God. Amen. How can we not love Him? Praise His name. Got a couple of prayer requests tonight. It says, a dear childhood friend is in hospice care. Her soul is most important to me. That's from Sister Mary. It says, prayer for Brad Campbell. He's in the hospital with foot issues and blood pressure is elevated. If you have a request that's not on this list, Jesus Christ is here to meet your need. We're going to ask Brother Richard, come take these requests before the Lord. Come, my brother.
Let us pray. Gracious most heavenly Father, your children approach you this evening, Lord, because there's a need on our heart, Lord. There are prayer requests, Lord, to a God that answers prayers. Lord, we've seen you in our lives, Lord, how you've done things for us, Lord, when we thought it was impossible, Lord. Our brother just spoke about that great eagle, Lord, that called us out from sin, Lord, from denominational systems, Lord. Oh, Jesus, what you've done for us, Lord, we can never thank you enough, Lord. Father, Lord, as we bring these requests, Lord, for the sister that's in the hospice care, Lord, Jesus, we commit her soul to you, Lord. Father, Lord, nothing is beyond your reach, Lord. No, Father, Lord, we're depending on you this evening, Lord. We commit her to you. We ask, Lord, that your perfect will be done, Lord. The other individual, Lord, that has the foot and the elevated blood pressure, Lord, may you, Lord, bring it back to normal, Lord. You are a prayer answering God. We love you and we thank you, Lord. And we also ask, Lord, that you would answer every request, Lord, behind those lifted hands, Lord. We commit them to you, Father. May you bless the remaining portion of the service. May your word go forth, Lord, and may it get into the inner man, Lord. May that deep respond to the deep this evening, Lord, for we long to hear more from you, Lord. Have your way, O Father, Lord, in Jesus' precious name, amen.
And the whole church says,
amen.
Amen. We pray, we believe, we expect big things, great things from a great God. Amen. We have a little note down here at the bottom. It says, thank the saints for praying for Rachel. The operation was successful. She is recovering very well. Please continue to pray. Amen. We pray. We believe. We know God hears our prayer. Amen. We're going to change the order of the service. We're going to ask our pastor to come. When this is all over, we're going to wear a crown one of these days. It's going to be worth it all. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Oh, wear a crown. Wear a crown. Wear a bright and shining crown.
Yes, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Oh, wear a crown. Yes, wear a crown. Oh, wear a bright and shining crown. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy to be in the house of the Lord. We have a minister with us tonight. The last time he preached, we limited him to 30 minutes. I told him just a while ago, I said, brother, we're not going to do that to you again. I said, you're getting 15 more. You'll get 45 minutes tonight. We got Brother David Gabman with us tonight. Certainly him and his wife, Sister Gabman's with us as well. We want Brother David to come tonight, just obey the Lord. Amen. Preach whatever the Lord's put upon his heart. How many is ready for the word tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's sing together at the cross. At the cross as our brother comes. Amen. Well, at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Oh, sing it again now. Oh, at the cross.
So.
Love you, Brother David. You got your mic on?
Yeah, I think it's on.
see my side, and now I am happy all the day. One more time. At the cross, where I first saw the, and the burden rolled away. It was there by faith. See my sight, and now I am happy. All. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Amen. At the cross where my burdens were rolled away. Amen. It all started at the cross, didn't it? Amen. I appreciate that tonight. Amen. You appreciate him tonight? Amen. On a Wednesday night. Amen. How many's glad to be in church? Amen. On a Wednesday night. Amen. Oh, I just love him with all my heart. You love him tonight? Amen. Amen. I appreciate him. Amen. I appreciate his goodness and his mercy to us. I mean, he just so good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. So if you have your Bibles tonight, we'll just get right into this. Turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy as you're standing. And I've got 45 minutes, so I'll try to be obedient. My wife's sitting back there. She can go like this when it's up. So you love them. You appreciate them. Amen. Amen. She keeps me in check, so amen. I'm glad for a wife that loves the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ain't you? Amen. You that brothers that's got wives, you know, got those, you know, that really love the Lord. I appreciate that. Amen. It's amen. So 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the 13th verse of 2 Timothy. And I'd like to speak tonight on He's the faithful God. Amen. How many believes that tonight? Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. It said, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Let us bow our heads. Anybody got a need tonight? Amen. Father, Lord, as we humbly bow our heads to you tonight, Lord Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've done for us so far, Lord. We thank you for allowing us once again to be come into your presence, Lord, and be gathered with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. And Father, we just so appreciate that tonight, Lord, that Father, we just, Lord, it just, what a grand opportunity that we got, Lord, to be able to come and worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, oh God. Lord, a balance that we have, Lord, to worship you that way, Father. And may we do that, Lord. Just, Lord, my wife was listening to a little piece of tape or something Brother Brown said and said, give him our best. Whatever you got, give him. He deserves the best. Lord, our best praise, our best songs, our best testimonies. Lord, may we do that, giving our best. Lord, let me give you my best tonight, Lord. Let every one of us give you our best tonight, Lord God. And I ask, Father, that you just be with us now, Lord. Help me, Lord, to get myself out of the way, Lord, like that song. Lord, I give myself away so that you can use me, Lord. Just use me tonight, Lord. Help me, Father, just to get myself out of the way, Lord Jesus, because that's the prophet said, that's a brother or preacher, just to get himself out of the way, Lord. Let me do that tonight, Lord, and you use me. Help me, Father. We thank you for the word that we read, Lord. The word we believe is true, Lord God. Just we believe the scriptures are anointed, just Lord, and just anoint us now to speak, anoint the hearts and ears of the listener to receive. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I was thinking, you know, my wife, I forget who she was talking to, might have been her sister on the phone one day last week, and she was saying, and I forget what she was telling her or something, you know, and so everybody in here tonight, we've all been through something, whether what kind, whatever battles we are go through, whatever trials we may go through, heartaches we may go through. And anyway, she was telling whoever she was, said, but he's always remained faithful. So he's the faithful God tonight. It said here in that we read in our scripture, it says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. So you look at this tonight in the scope of the scriptures and in everything, you know, ever since man, Adam fell, you know, in the garden how that he was driven out, and then they started multiplying. And ever since mankind had come upon the face of the earth, mankind has not believed. They have not believed God. They don't keep his word or whatever, and they believe not. But yet, the scripture says he abideth faithful. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what race you are of tonight, whether you're black, yellow, red, white, whatever you are, brown. It don't matter. If you don't believe, he still abides faithful tonight. I'm glad for that. I got a God that is faithful tonight. Your job may not be faithful. You may go to your job in the morning. They may say, hey, it's shut down. There's no more money. We're bankrupt. You're out of a job. But my God remains faithful. No matter what race you are. No matter how many various, there are many various classes of men. There's the poor, there's the rich, there's the young, there's the aged, and they might not believe, but yet he remains faithful.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. There may be rulers, presidents, kings, potentates, whatever it may be, and they may not believe, but he remains faithful.
Amen.
I'm glad for that. The scripture says he abides faithful. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. Just what I was told the other day. And, you know, you always have to fact check, you know, stuff, whether it's true. But this one thing, you do not have to fact check it. He's faithful. He remains the same. The scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He remains faithful. He's a faithful God. And so I was told that there was that Kamala Harris was giving a rally, and some people went to him, and when they started talking about God, and she said, well, you're at the wrong rally. You need to go down the street. I don't know if that's true or not, but I tell you what, my God remains, whether she believes or not, my God remains faithful. Whether Trump believes or not, I don't know if he believes or not. I guess he claims to be a Christian, but my God's faithful. I'm glad that he's faithful tonight. Oh my. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. Let's just look at this for a little bit. You believe he's a faithful God tonight?
Yes.
Bible says in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, in the 6th verse, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Ain't you glad for that?
Amen.
For you are a holy people. This talking about natural Israel, but we're spiritual Israel tonight. You believe that? For thou art a holy people unto the, it's not a holy people, but it's the holy God in the people. It's not the holy church, but it's the holy God in the church. It's not the holy mountain, but it was the holy God that dwelt upon the mountain. For thou art holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people. Ain't you glad he's chosen you?
Yes.
I'm glad he chose me. Amen. He put something in us before the foundation of the world. Oh my. And he came looking for us. Oh my. What a faithful God we serve. He's the faithful God. So there are chosen people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. I don't mean to be braggadocious, but I'm a special person tonight. You're a special person tonight. We're the bride of Christ. Amen. That ought to make us shout. Not only shout, but that ought to make us weep because, hey, God chose me and you. I thank God for that. Verse 7 says in the same chapter, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Can you imagine? He said, now listen, I didn't set my love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number. What about me and you tonight? We can look at that and say, hey, listen, he didn't choose me because, hey, I was a somebody. No, I was the lowest of probably all the people in the world, but he chose me.
Amen.
Amen. What's that song we sang? I love him. I love him. Why? Because he what? First loved me. He said, I didn't set my love upon you nor choose you because you were more than in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Verse 8, but because the Lord loved you.
Right. Yes.
Hallelujah. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, he made a promise with Abraham. He said, look, Abraham, look at the sands of the sea. Can you number them? That's how much your seed's going to be. He said, look at the stars. Can you count them? He said, that's how much your seed's going to be. He said, I'm going to multiply your seed, Abraham. And then he told him, said, Abraham, they're going to dwell in a strange land 400 years. But said, I'll bring them out with a mighty hand. He said, no, I didn't set my love upon them, or he didn't love, because he said, but because the Lord loved you, and because he had promised, he made an oath with Abraham. The Bible says when he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Oh my, oh, that makes me happy tonight that I can go home and lay down and sleep like a baby and God's word never changes. Denominations will change. Amen, people will change, but my God's faithful tonight and he never changes. Hallelujah. He says, he sworn unto my fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage? How many has he redeemed tonight? We were born shaping in iniquity. Come to this world speaking lies. Put in a pawn shop. But God redeemed us out. Amen. He's a faithful God. Amen. Oh my, no wonder I love him so. Because he's faithful tonight. You may not be faithful when people turn against you and they ain't faithful. He's faithful. Said he redeemed you. Out of the house of bondmen, when he was in bondage, he came and set you free because he's a faithful God. Oh my. He said, and from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he delivered us. He redeemed me and you out of the house of bondmen. From the hand of that old devil, he's redeemed me and you. Verse 9 says, I know therefore the Lord thy God, he is God. He is God. The faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. Oh my, he'll keep his covenant and mercy with them that love him. Do you love him tonight? Then he's a faithful God. And he said he'll keep his covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Oh, what kind of God is that? Brother David, he's the faithful God. That he said he'd keep his word. Men can shake one another's hand over agreement and turn around and not keep their word. But my God, he said he'd keep his word. Amen. He'll let all heaven, he'll bankrupt the bank of heaven just to keep his word. Amen. Verse 10 says, and repayeth them that hate him to their face. He's going to repay them that hate him to hit their face. To destroy them, he will not be slack. To him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. Whew. Talking about a faithful God. Said he's going to repay them that hate him to their face. Oh, what is going to be on that day of judgment when you have to stand face to God and you didn't love him but you hated him. He's going to repay you. I want to love him now. Amen. I want to give him my best now. I want to tell him how much I love him now. I want to tell him how great he is now. I want to tell him, Lord, you're faithful now. You ain't going to wait till tomorrow to be faithful. You're faithful right now. He said, we're two or three together in my name. They're up in the midst. You believe he's in the midst tonight? Why? Because he's a faithful God. And he promised that he'd be here. Not because they were a great people, but they were few in number. And God had promised to Abraham. Oh my. And he'll keep his word. Oh my. I believe he's dedicated tonight. My God is dedicated. I wonder if we're as dedicated as he is tonight. I believe he's dedicated, what? To his word. He's dedicated to his word, I said. Whatever he promised, he'd keep it. He promised he'd be here, so I believe he's here tonight. He promised to heal you, so I believe he can heal you tonight if you're sick. If you're bound down, he promised to set you free. Because he's that kind of God. He's a faithful God. Oh my. So he's dedicated to his word. He's not only dedicated to his word, but his law to his promise. He promised to seek and to save those that were lost. Did he come looking for you? When he was lost and undone. Oh, Brother Nick, he came looking for me. What a faithful God we serve tonight. Amen. He's dedicated to his word. He's loyal to his promise. And he's steadfast. In other words, he's unchanging. He's unchanging. He don't change. He don't give you something, take it back. I'm so glad he's unchangeable tonight. Oh, that means I can put confidence in his word. You might not can put confidence in me. I may fail you. Brother Luke may fail you. But my God, I never fail you. He's steadfast and he's unchangeable. He's unchanging. He's faithful. And he's immovable. Thank you, Lord. He's immovable tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Not only that, but Job 23:10. He said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. But he knoweth the way that I take. He knoweth the way that you take tonight. The Bible says that the footsteps of the righteous are what? Order to the Lord. He knows the way that you take tonight. And he's faithful. Oh my, I think about Job. I think how he was, and we can rehearse this just for a little bit. That Job, there he was, that every day he offered sacrifice for his children. Can you imagine? He said, peradventure, that they'd done something wrong. Man, what a good parent that was. Brother Bram said, it's not a juvenile delinquency, it's parent delinquency. That should set them in front of a television or something else to babysit them and not teach them about the word of God. He said a mama was the fifth gospel. Oh, we are to be thankful that we got mamas and daddies that teach us about the word of God. That teach us how to serve God, how to love God, how to appreciate God. But here it was that, and you know how that Satan came and said, what about Job? And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? How there's none like him upon the face of the earth? How that he hates evil and he loves me? Satan said, yeah, but you got a hedge built around him. Right. Let me just take that hedge down. Let me test him. I'll make him curse you to your face. But God had enough confidence in Job because he's a faithful God. And I believe he has enough confidence in me and you that we can stand the test. God said, go ahead, but don't take his life. I like that. Satan hasn't played by the rules of the game. And everything started happening. How about his children being taken from him? The Bible says that he bowed on his face to the earth and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Got bulls on him, had to scrape his bulls and everything. His wife come to him and said, Job, you look awful. Why don't you curse God and die? He said, you speak like a foolish woman. Amen. No, he got to a point where he just said, I would to God that I never was born. How many of us like that ever got to that point? We make so many mistakes or whatever and everything, but you know what? The Lord says, I know the way that you take. And when he knows the way that I take, when he has tried me, I'll come forth as gold. He's a potter. I'm the clay. He's the faithful God. Mold me and make me like you want me to be, Lord. Not like everybody else wants me to be, but like you want me to be. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He's the potter. I'm the clay. Went on and on. And you know, came a time he might have been kind of, but he never did charge God foolishly. Got kind of discouraged and maybe said some things that he didn't mean to say. But he never did charge God one time foolishly. Remember, his friends came to him, tried to comfort Job. They didn't even talk to him for what, a week? Wouldn't they be awful somebody come and sit in your house and not talk to you for a week? But maybe you might like that. Just depends on who it is. And anyway, Job said, you know, I see a tree go down in the winter. Come back up in the springtime. See a flower go down in the wintertime. Come back up in the springtime. He said, but a man would go down to the grave, his sons come and mourn over him, and he don't perceive it. Amen. And then that guy came up and said, God, Job, you don't understand something. He said, them trees, that tree and that flower, they wasn't a sinner. They didn't do nothing wrong, but we was. We got out of fellowship with God. There was a great gut fix. But there's coming forth one that's going to bridge that gap back. Hallelujah. Bring us back into fellowship with him. Because he's the faithful God. And Job must have caught the vision. Because he said, hey, I'll just wait till my change comes. Amen. But I'll see him and I'll behold him and not another one. Though the skin worms destroy this body, yet my flesh I'll see God. Because he's a faithful God. Exodus 9:14 says, for I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart. Moses talking to Pharaoh. Said, I'm going to send all my plagues upon thine heart, upon thy servants, upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. I'm going to send all my plagues so to you, Pharaoh, to let you know that I'm the faithful God, that I promised that I'll take my children out of Egypt. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to pour out my plagues upon you that you may know that there's none like me.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, we can look all over the world today, everything, just from the beginning of time, and seeing what God has done, amen, and realizing that there's none like him tonight.
Amen.
Nobody can take his place, and nobody can take your place. Thank God. Oh, there's none like him tonight. You believe that?
Amen.
Said, I'll pour out my plagues upon you and upon your people, that you'll know there's none like me in all the earth. Oh, tonight I know that there's none like him. There ain't a president that's like him. There ain't an apostle that was like him. There ain't a prophet that was like him. There's none like him. Amen. Psalms 86:10 says, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. For thou art great. I wonder tonight how many of us think that he's great tonight.
Amen.
I said, God, I thank you that you're great tonight. You're the great God, Jehovah. You're very great, Lord. I ain't even got the words in the English vocabulary to tell him how great he is tonight. Sometimes I just want to lift my hands up to him and say, God, I ain't got the words to tell you, but I want to say anyway, I love you.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you that you're great tonight. You hold the world in the palm of your hands. You're that great, Lord. Yet you're so small that you can live in the heart of a human being. You're the great God. Hallelujah. So thou art great and dost wondrous things. He does wondrous things. He said, but I never, if he saved you tonight and you're saved and you're saved by his grace, he's done a wondrous thing for you. Hallelujah. Wondrous God, does wondrous things. Says, thou art God alone. He's unique. Nobody like him.
Amen.
He's great. And he does wondrous things. Isaiah 40:25 says, to whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Who am I going to be equal to? Who are you going to liken me to? I can't liken him to nobody. Like I said earlier, you may make me a promise and you may have to come back and say, hey, I'm sorry, Brother David, I can't keep my promise. Or me to you. But he's not like that. He's never welched on a deal. Hallelujah. What he says, it's final. Oh, to whom then will you liken me? He's got power to night to create. And he can create a new spirit within you.
Amen.
He can create a new attitude in you.
Amen.
Created me a clean spirit. Hallelujah. Got power to create. The devil ain't got power to. He only perverts what God's created.
Right.
What's adultery? The right act perverted.
Right.
It's got power to create. Amen. Satan can't heal. Another said, having that, and Brother Bram got up and said, hey, listen, Satan can't heal because scripture says he can't, because he said Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom's divided. Whew. Remember years ago, somebody came and preached a little service and got to testifying about the prophet and everything, about some things that he had seen because he had been in his meetings, seen some things, and man, you couldn't hold a candle to his preaching. Jesus, some things, he said they had a friend of theirs. They wanted to get him in the prayer line. So they, when they passed out prayer cards, said he got a prayer card number 87, way on up there, or 85 or something like that, way on up there. They said, man. But then they said, hey, we know how he works. So they got to praying and they got to believing. And Brother Branham walked out that night and he started and he preached a little bit. Then he said, I guess we'll call the prayer line. He said, I guess how many cards they passed out, you know how he does? He said, well, I guess we'll start with prayer card number 85 tonight. He's a faithful God. He said they tried to get everybody calm and everything. And after, you know, Brother Rand got so weak, they had to take him off the platform. And that preacher got up there and said, now, just be, we're going, he said, you know, we're going to heal everybody. Brother Rand gets up the next night and said, listen, if anybody says they can heal, they're just as wrong can be. He just upset them so. Oh my, why? Because he's a faithful God and he'll always be faithful. He's got power to create. He's got provision to sustain. He'll sustain me and you. The Bible says, you know, when we pray, when he taught the disciples how to pray, give us this day our daily bread. I don't believe that's altogether natural. Amen. That's natural, and I believe spiritual too, because every now and then we need it's spiritual food in due season. He's got power to sustain. He sustained Elijah one time. And he's very present to help in the time of need. You got need tonight? He's a very present help in the time of need. Amen. Another scripture says in 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine.
Amen.
Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. He's exalted his head above all tonight. When he told him to pray, he said, pray like this, our Father which art in heaven. Amen. You know, some of us may not have had a great earthly father. And maybe you think that he is sort of like your earthly father if you didn't have a good one. But you know what? He's not like that.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Said, our heavenly Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, holy and righteous is your name. Lord, help me to keep your name holy and righteous. From day to day, let me live in a way that your name will be respected.
Amen.
Oh my, that's what I want him to do. That's the way I want to live. Amen. He said, and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. And when he finished that prayer, he said, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Said he's the great, he's the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all.
Amen.
Brother Branham said like this, but God raised him so high that he has to look down to see heaven.
Right.
Man gave him the lowest seat, gave him the worst place, the lowest place. God raised him up and gave him the highest seat and the highest name. That's the difference, what man done with the Son of God and what God done with the Son of God. Thank you, Lord. Again in Deuteronomy 4:35, he says, unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
That there is none else beside him. He was telling them, said, hey, he brought you out of Egypt. He brought you into the promised land, or he's taking you to the promised land. And he done this to show to you that he is God.
Amen.
How many times has he done that for me and you tonight?
Amen.
Just come by our way. Brother Nick can drop some handfuls on purpose.
Yes, amen.
Just that we may know that he's still God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my, what a faithful God.
Amen.
Amen. That he came by just to show us. That we may know that the Lord, he is God. And there is none else beside him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He'll come and do a healing amongst us. Yes. Save somebody that you would never dream that would be saved just to prove to you that he's still God. Ephesians 1:11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Me and you got an inheritance tonight. I like that. Hey, I remember a few years, my dad had Alzheimer's before he passed. I called him one time and I realized when I was talking to him on the phone, he didn't know who I was. And I had to tell him, I had to remind him. He said, oh, I knew that. Talked to my wife one time, said, hey, I know who you are and I know you're married to one of my sons, but I can't remember which one it is. I mean, it was, you know, awful. I mean, they tell me they forget to eat. They forget how to swallow. But in that process of before him getting it full blown and everything, my brother sat down with him and said, Dad, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to fill out, because my brother lived right there, same town, so my brother became power of attorney or whatever you call it, you know. And so he said, well, Dad, you need to write out a will, because if you don't. So he sat down, made a will out, said, just split everything. You and David, just split everything. So I had an inheritance. And you know what? I wanted my inheritance. Hey, that's what I want tonight. God promised me I got an inheritance tonight. He promised me healing. He promised me salvation. He promised me deliverance. So I want everything that I got coming to me. Don't you? Don't you want that tonight? If you're sick, don't you want healing? In whom? Also, in whom? In Christ. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, Christ, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
Amen. Whew.
That's good. Amen. That's some good stuff. Amen. Somebody said that's Bible stuff. Amen. That's some, oh, he's a faithful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, how many ever thinks that life seems so chaotic? You get so, sometimes it gets so, you know, my wife sent me a picture or showed me a picture where these railroad tracks or this highway, they just, and they said, that's a woman's brain. And then the one running straight, and that was a man's brain. So, you know, but you know how it is that life gets so chaotic every now and then. We just get under so much pressure. It seems so chaotic, and sometimes we get so confused. But you know what he said in Jeremiah, about the 28th, 29th chapter? He said, my thoughts of you are thoughts of peace. Amen. And not evil. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's a faithful God. And he said, my thoughts about you are not evil, but they're good thoughts. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand why things happen. Right. Don't understand why people get sick, why people have to go through certain things. But my God's faithful.
Amen.
And he's got thoughts of peace. Not only that, but to bring you to an expected end.
Amen.
He's going to bring me and you to an expected end. Oh, if we're one of his tonight. Are you one of his tonight?
Amen.
Oh, he's got good thoughts about you. Not an evil, but a peace. And he'll bring you to an expected end tonight. You know what? Our problems never change God. I don't care what kind of problem you got tonight. You may think it's insignificant. And you may think, my, I got the worst problem in anybody in the church, but he's still faithful.
Amen.
And our problems don't change God.
Amen.
Ain't you glad? Our problems may change a lot of people, but it don't change God. Because why? He's faithful.
Amen.
Listen what Brother Bram said, 1957. What does it take to make a Christian life? He said, of the church of the living God, which is the pillar of truth, God intended this church to be a powerful church, a glorious church, a church that the whole world could look upon as a bride of Christ, well expected and espoused. He wants us, the world, to look upon us as a glorious church, a powerful church. Oh my. And to live in such an atmosphere and conduct itself in such a way that God would be proud of this church to present it to Christ. at the coming of the Lord. Oh God, help me then to live in such an atmosphere and a way, and to conduct myself in such a way that you'd be proud of me as a part of your church, as a part of your bride. But we find out that many times he said that with good intentions of people trying to make themselves act like Christians. They're trying to say, well, I'm thus and I must live this way. Now, the church could only not look at it that way, but Christianity in the church, God never intended Christianity to be governed by denominations, neither by creeds. If God only allowed or intended for the church to be governed and carried on by creeds and denomination and intellectuals, then we do not need the Holy Spirit in the church. Our church then should, its success would be largely placed upon the intellectuals of the best of us. But not one of us in here has got very good intellectual when it comes to the Word of God. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. To lead and guide us. Amen. That we present His church, a powerful church, a glorious church. Amen. He'd do it. Again, Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. Amen. Let us hold fast thy profession. In other words, confession. Right. Confess the right things. Amen. So I'm confessing tonight that I'm a Christian. Amen. I'm confessing tonight I'm an overcomer. Amen. I'm confessing tonight I'm healed. Amen. I'm confessing tonight I'm set free. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Said, for He is faithful. Without hold fast, without wavering. The devil come around and say, hey, you didn't get nothing. But say, hey, I got something. Amen. I'm driving my stake down. I'm gotten something. I'm holding it to my profession, and I'm not wavering. Amen. You remember John Ryan when he got in a prayer line? Brother Brown said, you believe? He said, yeah. He said, you're healed. He went around. He just still as blind as he could be. Got back up in the prayer line and said, hey, I'm still blind. Brother Brown said, I thought you said I was healed. Brother Brown said, I thought you said you believed. He said, go testify. So he went around, sold newspapers on the corner street. Extra, extra, read all about it. I'm healed.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, sitting in a barber chair one day, he said, you been down there in that tent meeting? He said, yes, sir, and I'm healed. His eyes came open.
Amen.
Hey, I'm healed. Amen. I'm set free. I'm going to keep confessing. I'm putting in front of me a well body, and I'm walking to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's faithful.
Amen.
He's reliable, trustworthy, unchanging. I got confidence in Him that He won't abandon us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 2:17, wherefore in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Amen.
Oh my. Said it behooved Him to be made like unto. He came and He took on the form of flesh.
Yes.
So He could be tested and tried.
Yes.
He became a man. So that I might become Him. Brother Bram said it like this. He stooped that we might be lifted. Kind of reminds me when that woman, when they brought him and threw her at the feet of Jesus.
Right.
Said she was caught in the very act of adultery. Moses' law said she ought to be stoned. What do you say? The Bible says He stooped down. He stooped. That mean you could be lifted.
Amen.
He became us that live through His grace that we might become Him.
Amen.
He came to the homeless and became homeless Himself, that we might have a home.
Amen.
He's a faithful God.
Amen.
He came and became homeless so that me and you could have a home.
Amen.
He came to the sick and was made sick Himself that we might be healed.
Amen.
He came to the sinner and made sin Himself that we might be saved.
Amen.
I thank God. What a faithful God that we serve.
Amen.
Again, 1951, the angel of the Lord. It's your faith. God had to have some sort of an object. He sent His word. That's the real foundation there, the word. Then he finds out that there's people has misconstrued and said it this way and that way. That then when he sees the end draw nigh, the time for deliverance again, he sends an angel down out of heaven that verifies it. Proves it scientifically to the church by the witness today. If Jesus could come today, the world is without excuse. He's here.
Amen.
That cloud, no rocket.
Right.
He came down and verified it.
Amen.
That we could know that he's still alive and that he's a faithful God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Someone said, Brother Brown, aren't you afraid to make such statements as that? No, sir. I stood before tens of thousands of critics sitting everywhere. I never seen a time but when God always brought the deliverance. I seen the critics come. Hypnotizer once was going to come to hypnotize, yeah? And the man's paralyzed yet tonight. That's right. Said, you child of the devil, why do you try to deceive God? He's a faithful God.
Amen.
You remember that time? That man came in the prayer line. Brother Ben said, sir, you're here. There ain't nothing wrong with you. Threw his coat back, said, ha, look, I told you it was a fake. Brother Brown said, well, sir, there ain't nothing wrong. Maybe you had enough faith before you got up here and you're healed. All of a sudden, God came down, said, I seen you. Not only you, but there's two of them. That man, that woman sitting there, the table plate, described the tablecloth, the table they sat around. Said, you wrote on your prayer card this, that, that you're going to prove that I was nothing but a fraud. Said, what do you got on your prayer card is what you got now. He's a faithful God. Oh my, he's a powerful God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So one come to plan for one time making out something, minister certain church, his sins was called out. He fell on the platform. We're not living the days of playing church. We're living the days when Jesus Christ is making himself manifest to church to prove through his word that it might be fulfilled. These things that I do shall you do also.
Amen.
So lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know, seasons of drought, they shouldn't bother us. It just makes us appreciate the rain when it comes. And when the rain comes, and then it's all over with, and the storm comes and everything, and then the sun comes out, it just makes us appreciate the sun that much more. He's a faithful God. Thank you, Lord. That's why things don't bother. Paul said, none of these things move me. I don't want to be moved by none of these things.
Right.
What about this one doing this? I ain't moved by that. Let them do what they want to. There's always been critics. There's always been those that try to disprove God.
Right.
But there's some, God's got a people that's going to live for them. And he's a faithful God. Hebrews 7:24. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I think Brother Luke's preached on that before. Wasn't a made after the order of Aaron. Them priests died. They had to raise up another one. But this one, after the order of what? Melchizedek.
Amen.
He never dies.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. He never changes.
Amen.
Oh God. Christ lives.
Amen.
He lives today and he lives in me and you. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Christ lives. And you know what? Since he done that, rent the veil in two.
Yes.
And now, I mean, once a year, the priest could only go through that, through there, behind the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
But since the veil was ripped in two, me and you have access to the very throne of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We have access to the very throne room of God. I'm glad, and I can come boldly. Say, God, throw out my petition before him.
Amen.
Say, Lord, this is what I need. And he's a faithful God.
Amen.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Tonight, me and you are completely forgiven.
Amen.
completely forgive. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. I believe he'll forgive us. I said, God, here I am, confessing tonight, Lord. And you said in your word that you were faithful and just to forgive. I'm confessing my wrongs, Lord. And you know what? That because I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive, I'm no longer guilty. Oh, that's that. You know, the devil, he always wants to hold guilt. But God, he don't hold no guilt. In other words, we're no longer guilty. He justified me and you just as though me and you never done it.
Amen.
Dropped our sins in the bleach of God's blood.
Amen.
Like that ink put in there. Where's it at? It goes back to where it came from.
Amen.
No more. He dropped our sins in the bleach of God's blood. Put it in the sea of forgetfulness. You remember that lady invited her little gossip party to her house and said, I better be careful because I can't let my dad read the Bible. Because if he reads the Bible, he'll get to shouting and everything, and he'll just disturb my party and all that. So she put him up in the attic, gave him a National Geographic book. They went on to have their party. All of a sudden, she heard the office commotion going on and everything. Oh, my, just a screaming and a hollering, praising the Lord. He ran up there and he said, God, he said, Daddy, what's the matter with you? He said, I just gave you. He said, yeah, but I was reading here where they couldn't find the bottom of the ocean. That reminded me where God put my sins and they're still going, can't be found. Amen. He's a faithful God.
Amen.
He not only put them in the sea of forgiveness, but he stuck a sign up and said, no fishing. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He is the faithful God.
Yes.
You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. My 45 minutes are up. Let's stand together. He's the faithful God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we love you tonight, Lord, and we appreciate you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. And not only that, Lord, but that we read in your word. Though men may not believe, down through the ages there have been those that hadn't believed. They're just not believers, and therefore they don't believe. But that don't stop you from being faithful, because you said you faithfully abide. You still abide faithfully. Thank you, Lord. How that you came and you told Israel, not because you was great in number, you was a special people, you wasn't nothing. And they came, and you came and you chose them, Father. Not only that, but then down through the years, we learned over there in Romans 9 by the great apostle Paul that Israel was blinded in part.
Yes.
So us as Gentiles could be grafted in. Thank you, Lord. What a faithful God. So you could have a people out of the Gentiles for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you that you're faithful tonight, Lord, and you'll remain faithful, Lord. I thank you that you became me so that I might become you by grace. You stooped that I could be lifted up. You're faithful tonight, Lord. And that's the kind of God that I can serve, one that's faithful. Now, Father, since you're faithful, I pray, Lord, that I can be faithful to the call that you placed upon my life. And not only me, but every one of these in here, every brother, every sister, every young man, every young sister, Lord, that Lord, you placed a little deposit in them before the foundation of the world. Lord, may they live true to you. May they be faithful to you, Lord. The call that you placed upon their lives, may they be faithful, Lord. May they be true, Lord. Though hell may come against them, they may be made fun of. Like I said, life becomes so chaotic. But Lord, you remain faithful. You said you had good thoughts of us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. That's what I'm living for, Lord. That's what I'm waiting on, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray, Lord, you bless each and every one that's in here tonight, Lord. Those that may not be here by some way of sickness or other things, Lord, or traveling somewhere or whatever, Lord. I pray, Lord, you bless them where they may be. Bless the pastor, Lord, Brother Luke, everyone that's here, everyone that has their part, Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. Thou changest not thy compassions,
singing that very song back here while he was preaching that. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, of all the things that God could have identified himself as to the seven church age messenger, he identified himself under the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith a faithful and true witness. He come in our age and showed himself faithful to keep his word. Sent a messenger in this age, and then came and sent a message through that messenger and kept his word in this age. Promised that he'd fulfill Malachi 4 and Luke 17:30 and Revelation 10:1-7 and all these great things that he promised for this very hour. He came down in our age and proved that he was faithful to the very promise he made of this hour. You know, the Bible said Sarah even judged God. Said she judged him faithful. Get all the way over to the book of Revelation on that white horse when he comes riding. Said on his side was written, faithful and true. God makes a promise. He stands behind his word. Brother Webb said, you come in services like this and the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. He said, I heard him say it the other day, there's a many of Pentecostal preachers that would give everything they had for their daughters that's out here listening to rock and roll music and partying. They'd give everything they could to have one of their daughters under this influence of the Holy Ghost. He said, and you people sitting here tonight realize how yours is in here and how, so look how faithful God has been. Believe and thine high house shall be saved. We just hear things like that and take it for granted, but don't realize that's a promise of God to us. Don't care how far your children go, how far your family gets out there, God made promises to us and God stands behind his word because he is faithful. Would you lift your hands all over this place? Let's just sing that chorus again. Great is his faithfulness unto me. Let's sing.
Great is thy faithfulness.
my Father. There is no shadow of turning in thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever.
Everybody now. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Sing that again. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
He's trustworthy. What's that mean, Brother Sam, when you say God is trustworthy? He's worthy of our trust. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. He'll never fail us. God, that's what we say, is once God cannot fail.
Amen.
Amen. That's a fact. We appreciate Brother David bringing that message tonight. I passed by Brother Bill there. I said, even the preacher tonight was faithful. We said 45 minutes and he held right to it. He's faithful. Amen. God's faithful and God's men are faithful. Amen. How many love him tonight? You appreciate the Lord Jesus. You appreciate the message tonight the Lord brought to us. God bless Brother David. Amen. We just appreciate God's great grace. Brother Mike, would you come this evening and Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock? Certainly appreciate you being in the service of the Lord tonight.
We serve a faithful God. And if we're full of faith, he considers us faithful. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, kind and gracious in all your dealings with your bride, we thank you for your mercies and your kindness. We thank you for your word and your spirit. They guide us and cheer us along the path. Walk with us, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are dismissed.
Thanks, thanks.